For our next segment, WOOC correspondent Zach Smith met with Sarah Eidelman, five-time Democratic town supervisor of the largely Republican town of Greenwich, to analyze the recent elections.
Today we're talking once again about 2017 elections from 4 weeks ago. Commentators across the nation have talked about this blue wave sweeping the nation from Virginia state legislatures to governorships to races right here in New York, such as the Westchester County executive race, where we've historically not seen Democrats or liberal candidates performing well. And many of these candidates are new to the political scene. They never run before and have surprised a lot of people by winning in these tough districts. So to discuss this phenomenon, we have with us today Sarah Eidelman, who has now been elected five times as town supervisor in a heavily Republican area as a Democrat, who I consider to be one of our local experts on winning tough races. So, Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. This is a pleasure.
Okay, so, Sarah, what do you see happening in our political world today that explains this wave we've seen?
I think we can take it right back to the election of 2016. I know, obviously, as a Democrat, I was terribly disappointed, more than disappointed. I was shocked with the results. I think I would guess that there are a number of Republicans who maybe were disappointed. I think they may have felt that they didn't have the kind of choice they wanted. So I think a lot of it goes right back to the 2016 election.
Okay. So do you see this, has this blue wave reached rural areas like upstate New York, for example?
Not to a huge extent yet. I think we're going to see something perhaps in the 2018 21st congressional race. I think that will be a better judge. It's hard to tell right now. We have four Democrats on the County Board of Supervisors. We've had four in the past, which is about the same. We certainly didn't gain any, but we didn't lose any. But I think we'll see something happen in the 2021st congressional race.
Okay, so has there been a change in the type of candidates or how campaigns are run, or how many people are actively volunteering recently?
What we found here in Greenwich was that we had two candidates step forward who had been very, very active in the community. I think they were anxious to get involved. I think they've been giving a lot to the community. One is a firefighter, one is a teacher, and they just decided it was time to step up. We ran our campaign about the same as we have other years. We have a pretty sophisticated committee here in Greenwich, which has helped. So I think we are seeing people take a bigger interest, and I think it was a little easier to get people involved.
Okay, so as we've mentioned, you won re-election five times, and I looked up the numbers. It looks like there are about 40% more Republicans than Democrats here in Greenwich. So how did you win a race in such a tough area?
Well, for one thing, I was born here. I've lived here my whole life. I grew up on a dairy farm, taught school. Grew up in a very liberal Republican house, became a Democrat. But I grew up with a lot of values that we can ascribe to the Democratic Party, working for other people, working to make lives better for people, quality of life. But I think my involvement in the community made a big difference. It always helps to have somebody who has spent a lot of time working within the community. And I tell young people who are interested in running, get involved in what's going on in your community. Get yourself out there. Do it with a big heart. And when the time comes, if you decide you want to run for office, your chances are going to be much better.
Yeah, so this seems to be a recurring theme. You mentioned you were a teacher. There was a firefighter who ran in Rensselaer County. We had some firefighters. One of the bigger surprises this year in elections in New York was actually Christine Pellegrino, who was also a teacher, who won Assembly District 9, a district that had never been won by a Democrat. So it seems like this threat of, people being heavily involved and already serving their communities seems to be an important factor when voters go to the polls.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Christine's race, I watched very carefully, and I was really inspired by that. I think I had a county chair tell me once that they love to run teachers because teachers No, it's usually one, two, and maybe sometimes three generations in their communities. And teachers are used to working with people. Someone asked me at one point what was the best preparation for being a supervisor and a county legislator. And I said, teaching junior high history, junior high social studies, and working with lots of people, lots of different people, and teachers, firefighters, police officers, nurses, people who are on the front lines, people who are out there working with people every day. I think they make excellent candidates.
Yes. So in our station, WOOC is in Rensselaer County. Most of Rensselaer County is in Congressional District 19. So we just happened to have a history teacher running for Congress in 19. So apparently many people seem
I'll
to agree.
Have to connect.
Yes. Okay. So as we move into 2018, you know, we have a huge number of candidates already running in Congressional District 19 and 20, 21 rather, and across the state. How do you see the enthusiasm of 2017 playing out in 2018 elections?
Well, first of all, as I've said many times, the silver lining from the 2016 election is the increased involvement in our political system and people wanting to run for office and people wanting to serve. What's difficult is we have a plethora of people who are getting involved who in some cases don't have any experience running for the first time, which is not a bad thing, but I think experience really makes a difference. So I think we have really crowded fields, which can complicate a race. The candidates, I think, right here in the 21st, and the people involved in the Democratic Party are trying to sort through all of that. I think we will sort through it, but I keep coming back to the importance of experience and how important it is for people to get some experience in governing at the local level. You know, a lot of people want to jump right into a congressional race. We need people on our school boards. We need people on our zoning boards and our planning boards and our town boards and our village boards. We need people who are willing to be code enforcement officers. And I suggest that to a lot of young people. Get involved. It's the same thing. Get involved in your local government. Go to meetings. I think it's great that they're interested, but it's kind of hard to start at the top.
Yes, it seems, looking at the fields in especially Congressional District 19 and 21, it's strange to see 6, 8, 10 candidates running for Congress, but there's nobody running for state senate, there's nobody running for assembly. All these races are happening in 2018. A lot of these towns, you don't even have candidates for supervisor and such. So I find it strange that there are so many people running for the highest office up, but not trying to get involved in their local communities where they're most familiar.
Absolutely. And I think that there is a certain level of, I hate to say misplaced idealism, but I think that's exactly what it is. I've done this I'm finishing my eighth year. I just got reelected for two more years. It takes time to learn how to govern. It takes time to learn how to work with people. It takes time to learn the system. And I'm still learning. I'm still learning the system. And that's at the town and county level. And I look at the federal level, and, you know, that's pretty overwhelming to look at that. But I think it's that misplaced thought that we have to jump in and solve the world's problems. That's not going to happen. At the town level, I spend a lot of my time talking about highways and social services, but we also talk about, you know, Medicare and Medicaid, and I can relate that right back to what's happening at the federal level now. How is what's going on at the federal level going to affect us at the county level? And I'm afraid it's going to have devastating effects, but I think that's what people need to do. They need to see how these governing boards are all interconnected and get started at a local level. Learn the ropes. I mean, you wouldn't jump into a CEO position while starting at a different level in a business, I'm sure. So you really have to learn the process.
Right. So moving to talk specifically about some of these congressional races, being in Rensselaer County, I spend most of my time in Congressional District 19. And the last several cycles, we've had trouble when you talk to unaffiliated voters, people who aren't Democrats or Republicans. They complain about, you know, the candidates who are being run are carpetbaggers. They say people who moved to the district specifically to run for the office, you know, they didn't grow up here, they didn't live here. How big of a problem is that? Is that a problem in 21 as well?
Oh, I think it's a huge problem. I think it's a huge problem. And as a matter of fact, we have a history of running people who move into the district just to run, and we've lost big. It doesn't work. And our voters are smart, but they want someone to run who they can identify with. They want someone to run who understands them, understands their problems, has lived with them, worked with them, maybe taught their kids, you know, worked with them as a firefighter. They need somebody who really gets them. We need more authenticity. If someone walks into a district, buys a house 1 week, and the next week files to run for office, that's a real problem. You know, we have in the 21st, we have a couple of people who have done that, and I think it's a huge problem, and I don't think it has been proven that they cannot win. They cannot win, and we have to get people to run who really get the district and really get the people. I grew up on a farm. You know, I know the farming community. I taught school. I've worked at the county level. I think that wealth of information and connection with people is far more important than just deciding you want to run for office.
Okay, so we talked about candidates. Now let's talk a little bit about campaigns. So when I talk to, again, especially these unaffiliated voters who you would traditionally call swing voters, one of the other, aside from talking about the candidate being a carpetbagger, for example, they also talk about how, you know, the staff is frequently airdropped from Washington or New York City. You know, one state Senate campaign, in the area where I live, you know, all of their staff was from New York City. So, and I feel like this goes back to, again, to this issue of people not really running for local offices. If you don't run campaigns for local offices, then, you know, you're not really training volunteers, you're not training staff, you're not training the next generation of candidates. Is that as much of an issue in the 21st as it is, say, in Rensselaer County or the 19th?
I think it is, Zach, and I think you've just nailed it. I saw that in the last campaign here in the 21st. You know, some of our national organizations are willing to financially support campaigns, and then they do bring in people to run the campaign. Again, it's the same thing. You know, you can't run a campaign if you don't know the people. You have to know your constituents. I just came from breakfast this morning at the Middle Falls Fire Department, where they're running, where they, along with the Cosuna Fire Department, are running the Toys for Boys and Girls campaign. I have breakfast out there once a month. I know these people. I know that I went to school with some of them. Some of them were my students. You know, I grew up with some of them. And you have to know the people. You have to know the people. And you have to know all the people, not just your isolated group, but all the people from every walk of life. And I think it's a huge issue right now. And I think we're going to see some changes. And I think it's going to be worth watching the 19 and the 21st congressional races for that reason.
Great. And historically, a lot of the support for candidates has come based upon how much money they raise. In 19, for example, last year, Zephyr Teachout, she was the best funded Democratic candidate in the entire country, and she still lost. So what do you think is the importance of money in these races versus the importance of volunteers and the connection to the communities and the people on the ground?
I don't think there's any comparison. Obviously, we have to have money to run a campaign. It costs money and it's expensive. And these campaigns in the 19th and the 20th are very expensive campaigns. However, we have seen people lose by large numbers this past year. And even though they were, you know, very well funded, I keep coming back to that connection with people. It has to be there. If that's not there, and if you haven't worked with these people, if you haven't worked with the people in that district or lived with them, then you really don't know the districts. I think too, one of the things that troubles me the most is this emphasis on money. Several years ago, there was a young man that several of us thought would make an excellent candidate in the 21st. Grew up here, farming background, two tours of our duty in Iraq. But someone walked in with, you know, $250,000. And that was a while ago. Obviously, need more than that now. But $250,000 to seed the campaign. And that's where he became the endorsed candidate. And again, good people. But we have to, you know, all politics is local. It has to start local, and then you can branch out from there, but it really has to be local, and we have to know the people we're working with.
All right, great. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, Zach.
And that was Sarah Eidelman, once again, the town supervisor in Greenwich in Washington County.